75 million people. That's how many in the eastern U.S. had some risk of severe weather yesterday. That's what's first up this Wednesday on CNN Student News. Parts of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee were raked by suspected tornadoes. The storms killed at least 17 people in those three states, in addition to those who died in the central U.S. earlier this week. In Louisville, a logging town in East Mississippi, the damage from twisters was severe. Same thing in Tupelo, in the northeastern part of the state. A newspaper reporter there said that some buildings were just wiped away. A woman whose home was destroyed said that it hurts to look and not be able to come home, but that she was grateful that her dog survived and wasn't hurt. Forecasters are getting better at predicting these storms, sometimes as much as a day in advance. Communications are also improving. Radio warnings, newscasts, social media posts are all helping save lives. But not everyone has a safe place to go to, like an underground basement or a hardened safe room, so challenges remain.
From my experience, it's the worst that I've experienced, but again, we just have to make it happen, and that's the IOC's approach. We haven't had to, as an IOC, send people in like this before. We've been struggling to get them to understand the problem. Test events are starting this year, and yet in the test event department, there's two people working.
Okay, that was the vice president of the International Olympic Committee, the IOC. He's saying that Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is way behind in preparing for the 2016 Olympic Summer Games. Any city planning to host the Olympics is subject to scrutiny. Will construction be done on time? Will the area be safe? We heard concerns about Sochi, London, Beijing, and now Rio. But the IOC says it's having to take a more hands-on approach this time around. There have been delays, communications problems, skyrocketing costs, and Rio is hosting the World Cup soccer tournament this summer, so it's been preparing for that too. The city's mayor says there's no reason for concern about the Olympics, and Rio organizers say Brazil is spending almost $11 billion to make sure everything comes together. These will be the first Olympics ever held in South America. As Rio scrambles to prepare and reassure future tourists that it's worth the trip, a Mexican city is working to lure tourists back. We're taking you to Puerto Vallarta, a resort in Mexico's Pacific coast, a haven for fishing, golf, and sunbathing. It's been hit by recession, sickness, and concerns about the Mexican drug war. But it says that violence is hundreds of miles away.
Whether parasailing over the Pacific Ocean or taking a tour on a historic ship on a beautiful afternoon, or dancing through the night at a trendy dance club, Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, seems to always be in a party mood.
And we're not just another beach town.
Carlos Gerard Guzman is the tourism director in Puerto Vallarta, a beach resort on the Mexican Pacific coast. His job is to revitalize an industry that was all but dead 5 years ago. Drug violence throughout Mexico had driven away many tourists, and then in 2009, an influenza scare made a bad situation even worse.
We were basically paralyzed, like almost 3 months with no guests, no cruise ships in 3 months, and then it made a domino effect with no flights, people were afraid to fly.
Many hotels laid off employees and kept a skeleton staff. Some businesses closed down, and many wondered whether tourists would ever come back. Recovery has been slow but promising, thanks to significant investments in promotion in Mexico and abroad. New or renovated infrastructure, like this $2.4 million pier, is also part of the plan.